The club I work at has a very serious commitment to the open mic process. For those of you who are unfamiliar, it's an opportunity for people to get up on stage and try to hone a collection of jokes into something resembling a set in front of a relatively disinterested group of people attempting to do the exact same thing. Laughs are very hard to come by for various reasons. Many of the jokes simply are not good. More ideas than actual jokes. Most of the open micers travel to all the same open mics, so your audience has heard your routine 50 times already. And comedians are a tough audience, no matter what their level of experience. It's an accepted part of the development of many comedians, but it's pretty crushing. It's tough to know if something new is going to work when you have a crowd whose natural inclination is to not laugh. I generally have a good sense of what will work for me, but I need audience cues for timing, inflection, pauses, etc. Some of the more determined members do everything they can to elicit laughs, taking an I'll show you attitude. They play to the back of the room, so to speak, and say the craziest, most outlandish stuff to make the other open micers laugh. It's effective and makes them really popular with that certain crowd, but it's often never something you could do in front of an audience of strangers. It's like a spectacular workplace joke that everybody at the company finds hysterical, but anyone outside that circle thinks is really dumb. As the eyes and ears of both the kitchen and the club, I often overhear conversations, and I heard one the other day that really struck a note with me. Two comedians who are relatively new to it were discussing their process and doing comedy in front of various audiences. I'm not really comfortable performing in front of other comedians, said the first. I don't really know if something is working or not when I perform in front of comedians. Yeah, but if you make them laugh, you know you really have something good. I didn't agree with the sentiment at all and told them so, saying, I don't think the goal is to perform in front of other comedians. When Seinfeld performs in front of 3,000 people, he's not performing in front of a house full of comedians. Yeah, I guess that's true, was the skeptical reply. It was like he was saying, I'm not saying you're incorrect, but I'm afraid I'll need to see the data. Now, before you call me out for acting as if I don't care whether I'm liked or respected, please note I'm aware of my own need for both. I have chosen my two professions partly because they are founded in instant feedback. I am judged immediately on my comedy and on my food. I have done enough of both in front of audiences of chefs, comedians, and regular folks to be able to judge where I stand in the ranks of liked and respected. And I'm honest enough with myself to know that I am both liked and respected far more by regular folks than I am in front of other chefs or comedians. And that's really okay. I know I'm capable of making people laugh. My comedy isn't edgy, not controversial. It's a lot of self-deprecation, which is a well-covered comedic tenet, so my material isn't getting heads to turn because of my brilliance from my comedian friends. However, I'm getting known as a guy who can hold down his own for 10 to 15 minutes and help advance the show. The same goes for my food. I know I have solid flavors, good technique, and my presentation is never spectacular, but it's good enough not to be offensive to the eye. Many of my chef friends like to eat my food because I cook stuff they like to eat. However, if they are putting together a list of people to call for an ultra VIP with regard to exotic preparation, refined technique, or magazine cover presentation, they are not calling me. And both of these situations are okay with me. Truly they are. I don't think the goal is to perform in front of other comedians. It's also not to cook for other chefs. So it begs the question, just who are you cooking for? Everyone wants to be respected by their peers. If you look at the results of employee opinion surveys, as I have more times than I would care to admit, you'll find the results to be slightly surprising. While compensation is almost always the number one complaint, since no one believes they are making enough money, respect and acknowledgement of a job well done are consistently number two. As a culinary professional, I would like nothing better than to be able to use the finest ingredients, the coolest techniques, the best tweezer-laid garnishes, have menu prices that allowed for the comfortable profit margins that could make it all possible. I would love to have all my chef friends come in and see me at the top of my game, using every ounce of my talent on a nightly basis to leave it all on the field. That's the dream, and I know chefs who are doing that every day. However, they are a tiny percentage of the chefs I know. The reality of my world is that I have to keep entree prices around $20. My menu has to be interesting, but it also has to be fast. Unlike many restaurants, my time frame is even more compressed because of the show. Food has to be turned out as quickly and efficiently as possible because checks have to be dropped at a certain time and the room has to be turned for the second show. I make what many of my chef friends would call bar food. It's good bar food, but it is in no way high-minded. It's incumbent upon me to do it very well every day and not because my chef friends. Some of my friends will respect this grind. Folks like Hannes Cavan from Carnita Snack Shack and Rosanna Peyron from The High Dive. They do what I'm doing. I do it because I know who I'm performing for, and it's for all the people who are coming to see comedy. At best, my food enhances their experience. You're not supposed to get good food at a comedy club. At worst, it can ruin their night by destroying any and all goodwill brought on by cocktails and comedy. My whole goal is to be great, or at least solid enough that it simply mixes in with a good night out. Is it everything I know how to do? Not even close. But like with comedy, I found my culinary voice. It can change with the venue, the event, the show. I can make it more edgy, more provocative, and slicker. But I know who I'm performing for, and I'm really fine with it.
You have been listening to Shot in a Beer. For information about the podcast, just search for Shot in a Beer on Facebook or find us on Twitter at Shot in a Beer Pod. Shot in a Beer is also a member of a Modern Professions family of podcasts. For other podcasts you might enjoy and information about live shows and how you can get involved, visit amodernprofession.com or check the network out on Twitter at amodernpro. Thank you for your continued support of Shot in a Beer.